哈利路亚，感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, thank the grace of God.
我们今天晚上可以聚集在会堂里面敬拜天上的真神。
That this evening we can gather here to worship the true God in heaven.
今天晚上呢，我们想要用葡萄园的工人这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
And tonight I want to use the topic of workers in the vineyard as a mutual encouragement.
这个是一个主耶稣呢所讲的比喻。
It is a parable that Lord Jesus gave.
耶稣来到这个世界上的时候讲过很多的比喻。
And Jesus gave many parables in his world.
不过在马太福音，他常常说天国好像什么。天国好像什么？用天国来比喻。
And in Matthew, he often says the kingdom of heaven is like, and he would give the parable.
那为什么耶稣要讲这个葡萄园的比喻呢
？And why did he give this parable of the vineyard?
主耶稣讲的每一句话都有原因的哦。
And everything that Jesus said has a reason.
主耶稣不会说他没有话找话讲，没有，他每一句话都有目的的。
Every sentence that he spoke has a purpose.
那他为什么要讲葡萄园工人的比喻呢
？So why did he give the parable of the workers in the vineyard?
他一定有他的原因。
Of course, he has his reasoning.
就是有一天呐。
That one day,
有一个年轻人来找耶稣。
There was a young man who came to Jesus.
他说：“老师啊。
”He said, "Teacher,
我该做什么事才能得到永生
？What shall I do to inherit eternal life？”
哇，这个很不简单啊。
This is something great.
这是一个年轻人。
It was a young man.
而且他是一个当官的。
And he was a ruler.
我们知道很多年轻人，他们很年轻，他们不会去想到生命的。到底生命对我的意义是什么？事实上，有些人他不会想这个事情。
A lot of people, especially young people, would not think about the meaning of life.
因为他很年轻啊。
Because they're young.
我日子还很长啊。
They have a long life ahead of them.
想到永生，哦，这个永生对我来讲太远了。
To think about eternal life is too far away.
我还很年轻嘛。
I'm still young.
可是这个人很年轻。
But this is a young man.
他来问耶稣。
He came to Jesus.
说夫子，老师，我该做什么事才能得到永生
？He said, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
哇，这个年轻人不简单啊。
This is something great.
耶稣就跟他说了。
And Jesus said to him,
你如果要进入永生，那就要遵守诫命。
If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments.
那这个年轻人就问了，什么诫命啊
？And he said, "Which ones?"
耶稣，你要讲清楚什么诫命
？You have to be clear.
要看我有没有做到嘛
？To see if I have done it.
耶稣就跟他讲
，And Jesus said to him,
我们看这个马太福音第十九章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 19.
是小弟就是在讲马太福音十九章的内容啊。
And this is a content in Matthew 19.
好，在马太福音十九章的第十八节。
Matthew 19 verse 18.
好，我没有练啊，我就这样讲，那大家自己看啊。
And you can just follow along.
这个少年人就问说什么诫命啊
？And this young man said which ones?
耶稣说不可杀人，不可奸淫。
Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery."
不可偷盗，不可作假见证陷害人。
You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness.
然后当孝敬父母。
Honor your parents.
又要爱人如己。
And shall love your neighbors as yourself.
当耶稣谈这个的时候
，When Jesus talked about it,
我们看到什么
？What do we see？
耶稣就是在讲十诫嘛。
Jesus is talking about the Ten Commandments.
当孝敬父母第五诫。
To honor your father and mother.
不可杀人第六诫。
Shall not murder is sixth commandment.
不可奸淫第七诫。
Shall not commit adultery.
不可偷盗第八诫。
And eighth commandment.
好，不可作假见证陷害人第九诫。
You shall not bear false witness. That's ninth commandment.
这个在讲十诫啊。
He's talking about the Ten Commandments.
好，那这个少年人听一听。
So the young man heard it.
他就说：“这一切我都遵守了。”
He said, "I have kept all these."
接下来讲这句话就非常的珍贵。
And this is something very precious.
他问了一句话。
And he also asked,
那我还缺少什么
？What do I still lack?
哇，不简单啊。
That's not easy.
真的很不简单。
It's not easy for him to do.
他是年轻人。
He's young.
人家说有一句话这样讲啊，说人不疯狂枉少年。他的意思就是说呢。人在年轻的时候都比较疯狂。
And there is a Chinese saying that young people are crazier.
比较会为自己而活。
And they will live for themselves.
比较不容易想到别人。
And they don't think about others.
可是，你看这个少年人。
But if we look at this young man,
主耶稣所讲的这个每一件事他都有做到哦。
He's kept all the commandments that Jesus mentioned.
真的很不简单啊。
That's not easy.
单单讲到孝敬父母啊。
Simply honoring your father and mother.
在这个世界啊，很多人是不孝敬父母的。
In this world, there are many people who do not do that.
孝敬父母是不是给父母吃就叫做孝敬父母？
Honoring your parents is not just to feed them.
在我们的那个英文的那个英文翻译是 honor， 对不对 ？Honor you 哈，就 honor your parents， 就是说要对你，让你的父母感到荣耀，让他能够得到荣耀，对不对
？You honor them, you have to give them glory.
对喽，那。一样，在中文也是一样哦。
And it's the same in Chinese
translation. 他说孝敬，他没有说孝顺。
It says to honor.
孝顺跟孝敬还是不太一样的。
And it's a different word from being filial.
在中文的领域里面，孝敬是最高等的。
And honoring is the highest level.
就是要能够让父母因为我能够得到，觉得很荣耀，觉得很高兴。
The parents can be glad and be honored.
这不简单啊。
That's not easy.
这个年轻人说，这个我都做到了。
And this young man said, I have done, kept all these.
人在神面前是不可能说谎的。
A man cannot lie before God.
耶稣就是神，成了肉身来到这个世界上。
And Jesus is God in flesh.
如果这个少年人说谎，
If this young man lied,
那耶稣直接说，啊，你乱讲。
And Jesus says, would say, you're lying.
你根本没有做到啊。
You've not kept.
你有哪一项没有做到啊？
Which one you did not keep?
可是他说我都做到的时候，耶稣是认同的。
And when he said all these things I have kept, Jesus agreed.
那这个年轻人说，啊，这些我都做到了。
This young man said all these things I have kept.
那我还有什么事还没有做到呢？
What do I still lack?
哇，真的非常的谦卑。
He's very humble.
这个年轻人啊，对于生命的追寻啊，实在是很非常的谨慎，而且非常的看重。
This young man emphasized his pursuit in life.
年轻人可以像这样的不多。
There are not many young men like this.
这边就有一个。
And this is an example.
主耶稣就告诉他，
so Jesus said to him,
说啊，好，那你如果愿意做完全人的话，那你就要变卖你所有的，奉再分给这个穷人。
And Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, go sell and what you have and give to the poor.
那就有财宝积存在天。
Then you will have treasure in heaven.
那你还要来跟随我。
And come and follow me.
当然，我们常常看圣经，我们知道它的结果是什么嘛。
And we know the result.
那个少年人就忧忧愁愁的走了。
This young man went away sorrowful.
我相信我们在座很多年轻人，对不对？
And there are many young people here.
我们愿意来到这个地方敬拜天上的真神。
We're willing to come here to worship true God in heaven.
我们一定跟这个少年人是同等级的。
And we are on the same level as this young man.
我们是敬畏神的。
We fear God.
现在我要问我们自己一个问题。
But we need to ask ourselves.
如果主耶稣告诉我们，
If Lord Jesus tells us.
如果这是我们问主耶稣的。
And
如果这是我们问主耶稣的，
If this is our question to Lord Jesus,
主啊，我还缺少什么？
What do I still lack?
耶稣告诉我们，
And Jesus tells us,
你如果愿意做完全人，
If you want to be perfect,
你要变卖你一切所有的，然后来分给穷人，
You have to sell everything you have and give to the poor.
那你就有财宝积存在天哦。
Then you have treasure in heaven.
哦，不是这些东西不见哦。
It's not that these things go away.
是把我们在属世的财宝变成天上的财宝。
But this treasure in the world turns into treasure in heaven.
这是一种 exchange 的概念，就是说我是交 一种说我本来在这个世界上的东西，那我奉献，我就分给穷人，我积财宝在天。
It is a type of exchange. When you give to the poor, you get treasure in heaven.
可是你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
放下一切来跟随主。
To let go everything and follow Jesus.
有时候我们要来思考。
We need to think.
我愿意吗？
Am I willing?
这个年轻人不愿意。
This young man was not willing.
圣经上说他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
And Bible says he went away sorrowful.
然后这边有讲到原因。
And there's a reason.
他说因为啊，这个年轻人啊，是他的产业很多。
For he had great possessions.
所以他放不下。
He was not willing to let go.
要放下这么优厚的条件。
To give up so many things.
对不对？在这个世界上，谁不希望追寻自己的生活更美好？
Many people want to pursue a better life.
你叫我放下这一切，
You're telling me to give up,
来跟随耶稣，
to follow Lord Jesus.
这个要好好的考虑一下哦。
I need to think about it.
那这个年轻人他没有答应。
And this young man disagreed.
真是很可惜。
And it's very sad.
实际上他没有思考到一个事情。
He did not think about one factor.
他的产业很多。
He had many great possessions.
那这个产业到底是谁给的？
But who gave him this possession?
他忘记一件事情。
He forgot.
他既然对圣经这么了解，
That he knew the Bible so well.
他对于信仰的追寻这么认真，
He was so sincere in his pursuit of faith.
他不知道神说要有光就有光吗？
Does he not know that when God says let there be light, there will be light?
神要让谁好，谁就好。
God wants someone to be well, then they will be well.
不过他没有答应。
But he did not agree.
那在这个事情上，我们当然很了解这个年轻人的心情啊。
Of course, we can understand how he felt.
那我们有没有去思考到耶稣是什么心情？
But do we think about how Jesus felt?
对啊，耶稣的心情，那这个少年人的心情，我们知道吗？
We know how this young man felt.
他做不到，他就忧忧愁愁的。
He did not do it, and he went away sorrowful.
这个年轻人这么好。
This young man was so good.
主耶稣他亲自呼召他来跟随他。
Lord Jesus called him and told him to follow him.
主耶稣满希望像这样 这么好的人应该出来跟随主耶稣，让更多人得到好处，不是吗？
Lord Jesus wanted good people like these to follow him.
像这么好的青年，他可以得到更好的未来。
Such a good young man, he will have a better future.
他如果来跟随耶稣，他得到的未来是更棒的。
If he followed Jesus, then his future will be the best.
可是他不愿意。
But he was not willing.
耶稣的心情是什么？
Well, how did Jesus feel?
有时候我们要去了解耶稣的心情是什么。
We need to think about how Jesus felt.
所以耶稣就对门徒讲。
And Jesus told the disciples.
在23节就说了。
In verse 23.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
Assuredly, I say to you.
财主进天国是难的。
It is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说哦，财主进天国就好像骆驼穿过针的眼一样啊。
And it is like a camel going through an eye of a needle.
我们知道针就是这么大只而已，对吧？
We know how big a needle is.
那针眼是很小的。
And the eye of the needle is this small.
那我们知道骆驼很大。
And you know how big a camel is.
你骆驼要过针眼怎么可能？
How can a camel go through an eye of a needle?
是完全不可能的。
It is impossible.
有一个人就跟我讲了。
So one person said to me.
难道这个针眼不是在讲这个啦？
Pastor, this is not the talking about the eye of the needle.
我说我知道你在讲什么。
Some people know what I'm
talking about. 你是说那个城的小门，对不对？
Some people think it's the gate, a small gate of a city.
以前的城哦，都是有城墙的。
And there were city walls.
那它一定会有个很大很大的门。
And they will have a big gate.
那平常会把大门打开。
And they will usually open the gate.
那方便很多人进出嘛，哈。
So that people can go through.
可是到晚上的时候
，But in the evening,
大门一定要关起来。
They have to shut the gate.
因为大家都在睡觉啊。
Because everyone sleeps.
留那几个人在看守怎么够
？How can a few people keep watch?
所以大门关起来。
So they call shut the gate.
可是他会开一个小门。
But they will leave a small door open.
那个小门很小。
And it's very small.
当然人进出没有问题，但一两个人进出是绝对没有问题的啦，两三个人都没有问题。
Of course, you can pass, two or three can pass.
可是你如果骑马
，But if you're riding a horse,
你就得低头。
You have to bow.
啊，不然你就是要下马。
Or you have to get down the horse.
当然每一个城不一样了哈。
Of course, every city is different.
哇，他的目的就是说，在晚上的时候不要让人进出那么多，它是有管制的。
The purpose is that they can keep watch of who's going in.
我们知道骆驼的脖子比较长。
We know that camels have longer necks.
所以要过这个针眼是比较难。
So it is hard for them to pass through this.
我说哦，不管是这种针眼，或者是那一种针眼。
I said whether it's the eye of the needle or that the other kind.
基本上都是不可能的。
And basically, it's impossible.
都是很难的。
It's very difficult.
所以门徒就问嘛。
So the disciples asked him.
这样谁还可以得救啊
？Who then can be saved?
没有人可以得救啦。
No one can be saved.
像这个年轻人这样都不能得救，谁可以得救啊
？If this young man cannot be saved, then who can be saved?
耶稣就说了。
And Jesus said,
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
这个时候，彼得就讲了一句话。
Then Peter said to him,
在27节
，in verse 27,
因为他有听到耶稣跟这个年轻人的讲话。
Because he heard the conversation between this young man Jesus.
那耶稣跟这个少年人说
，And Jesus said to this young man,
你如果愿意做完全人，要放弃一切跟随耶稣。
If you want to be perfect, you have to give up everything and follow Jesus.
彼得就想了
，And Peter thought himself,
我放弃一切跟随耶稣，
I gave up everything to follow Jesus.
那我可以得到什么
？Then what can I have?
所以他就问耶稣啦。
So he asked Jesus.
他说我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
We have left all and followed you.
那将来我要得到什么呢
？What shall we have?
那耶稣就跟他们讲
，And Jesus said to him,
他说我实在告诉你们了。
Surely I say to you,
你们跟从我的人到复兴的时候呢，人只要坐在宝座上，那他们也要坐在宝座上来审判十二个支派。
And in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne, then they will judge the world.
那为了耶稣的名撇下一切的，以后就要得百倍。
Those who left everything for His name's sake, they will receive a hundredfold.
而且要得到承受永生。
Then they will inherit eternal life.
不过耶稣就讲了一句话。
But Jesus also said,
在三十节他就说了
,in verse 30,
然而啊有许多在前的将要在后在后的将要在前。
Many who are first will be last and the last first.
那在接着就二十章第一节对不对
?Then he continued to chapter 20.
我们看那个他就说因为天国他就开始说因为啊前面的这一段发生的事情。
Because of the event that occurred.
好就是这个少年人来问耶稣
That this young man came to Jesus.
还有彼得问耶稣
And Peter asked Jesus.
因为这两个人来问耶稣
Because these two people have the question.
所以主耶稣就讲了这个比喻
So Jesus gave this parable.
那为什么耶稣讲这个比喻
Why did Jesus give this parable?
他说天国就好像家主清早去雇人了
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early.
那进到他的葡萄园去做工
and have hired laborers to his vineyard.
这个主人他有一个很大很大的葡萄园。
And this landowner has a big vineyard.
那他需要很多工人去替他做工。
And he needs many laborers.
所以早上起来的时候呢
？So in early in the morning.
他去外面找工人。
He went out to seek for
laborers. 哇，他发现很多人，外面很多人。
And he found many laborers.
他就说：“来来来，进来。
”And he called them and told them,
"Come in." 为我做工。
To work for me.
那当为我做工要多少钱啊？
And what is the wage?
他说一天一钱银子。
There's one denarius a day.
那个时候一天一钱银子啊，是非常好的价格啊。
A denarius a day is a very good wage.
所以当这些人啊，他们听到说哦，一天一钱银子，好哦，所以他们就进来做了。
They heard it and they thought it's good. Then they went.
可是问题是这个园子太大了。
But this vineyard was too big.
所以主人就想啊。
So the landowner thought.
这个人还是太少啊。
As not enough laborers.
所以到早上九点的时候
，So when it's the third hour,
啊，他又出去
，He went out.
啊，看到还有人坐站在那边
，And saw other people.
他就跟他想说，来来来来来，进来坐，进来坐，进来我的园子做事。
So he told them to go into his vineyard as well.
我不会亏待你们。
I will give you what is right.
后来呢，他又觉得这个园子太大，进来的人还是太少。
But he still thought that there are not enough laborers.
所以到了中午十二点。
So when it's the sixth hour,
下午三点
when it's the ninth hour,
这个圣经都有写、哦、在第二十章的第五节、哦、
in chapter 20 verse 5、
哦、就是在中午十二点跟下午三点的时候
it's the sixth and ninth hour,
他也是出去找人进来过做工
he went out and looked for more laborers,
一直到下午五点
until it's the 11th hour,
剩下一个小时就要下班啦、啊、
there's only one hour left,
剩下一个小时太阳就下山啦、
啊、until the sunset,
可是这个主人没有因为这样子就放弃了这个他园子里面的工作。
But this landowner did not give up the work in the vineyard.
他出去外面找工人。
He went out to hire more laborers.
居然还有人站在那边啊。
And there were more people standing idle.
这个主人就说了。
And this landowner said,
你们为什么整天在这边闲站啊
?Why are you idle?
这个时候他们这些人就说了。
And these people said,
因为没有人雇我们啊。
No one hired us.
他说来你们也进来。
He said to them, you also go in.
进来葡萄园工作。
Go into the vineyard.
很快的一个小时就过去了。
And quickly, one hour passed.
那这是下午六点了。
This six p.m.
这个主人就跟管这个园子的这个园这个管事的说了。
This owner said to the steward.
说好可以，我们现在开始发工资，开始发工资。
Give out the wages.
不过发工资有个原则。
There is a one principle.
后进来的先发。
And those to first give to those who came in last.
先进来的后发。
And give the first who came in.
哦，那大家就等着排队要领工资嘛，哈。
So everyone stood in line.
后进来的就是那只做一个小时的。
And the last one who came in only worked for one hour.
主人会给我多少呢
？How much would the landowner give me?
他们很期待啊。
They're very excited.
主可以给我多少啊
？What can he give me?
结果当发工资的时候啊
，When it's time to give wages,
做一个小时的也得到一钱银子。
The one who worked for one hour only also received one denarius. They're very happy.
一般啊，如果做一天啊，可以得一钱银子啊，就很好啦。
If you can earn one denarius a day, that's very well.
我做一天也得到一钱银子哎。
I've only worked for one hour.
哇，很高兴啊。
They're very excited.
那个从前面来，那个早上啊就进来的更高兴啊。
And the people who came in early, they became more excited.
他们进来做一个小时就得一钱银子，那我做了至少十一个小时，那我要得几钱银子啊
？If they work for one hour and receive one denarius, then how much can I receive？
可我想不到，等到他们的时候也是一钱银子。
But when it was their turn, they also receive one denarius.
当他们拿到这一钱银子的时候
，when they received it，
他们就讲话
，they said，
就抗议。
They had a complaint.
埋怨这个主人啊。
They complained against the landowner.
我们整天劳苦受热啊。
I have worked for it all day.
这些人只做了一个小时。
These people only work for one hour.
为什么他们得到了跟我们得到的是一样的
？Why do they receive the equal wage as us?
不公平。
That's not fair.
我们不能接受。
We cannot accept.
那这主人怎么说
？What did the landowner say?
啊，好像不公平吗
？Is that not fair?
对啊，那我那个做一个小时跟做事一个小时的钱都一样啊。
How can they receive the same wage?
不可能啊，这不对啊。
That's not possible.
啊，算错了，算错了，来，再多给你们一些。
I made a mistake. I'll give you more.
有没有这样
？Did he say that?
没有啊。
No.
这个主人就讲了。
This landowner said.
朋友
，friend，
我没有亏待你。
I am doing you no wrong.
你跟我讲定的不是一钱银子吗
？Did you not agree with me for a denarius?
今天早上进来的时候
，When you came in this morning，
我们是讲好才进来的。
We've agreed.
一钱银子一天是非常好的价格。
And a denarius a day is a very good wage.
我没有亏负你。
I'm not doing you anything.
拿你的走吧。
Take what is yours and leave.
我给后来的人跟你一样，你眼红吗
？Are you jealous?
这不是我的钱吗？
Is this not my money?
我对别人好，难道不行吗？
Is it not okay when I'm good to others?
所以耶稣的结论是什么？
So what is the conclusion?
所以在第二十章的第十六节。
So in chapter 20, verse 16.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
The last will be first and the first last.
那 有一个版本就是说，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
And one translation says, for many are called, but few chosen.
小弟想讲这么多。
I've mentioned so many things.
那到底这个比喻是在讲什么？
What is this parable talking about?
它告诉我们什么？
What is it telling us?
这边有几个事情我们可以去理解。
There are many things that we can look at.
主耶稣为什么讲这个比喻？
Why did Jesus give this parable?
第一个。
First.
主耶稣一直需要工人来做工。
Lord Jesus needs laborers.
我们发现哦。
And we can find.
他说天国好像家主去雇那个清早起来雇人呢。
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning.
在新约圣经，尤其是马太福音，早上天国一般都是指教会。
And in New Testament, especially Matthew, when it talks about kingdom of heaven, it's talking about church.
他并不是在讲未来的天国。
It's not talking about the kingdom of heaven.
到未来的天国不需要这样做工了，不需要了。
And in the heaven in the future, you do not need to labor.
我们看那个马太福音。二十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章第一节。
Matthew 25 verse 1.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，有没有？这边讲到天国好比十个童女。
The kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins.
那个不是在讲未来的那个天国。
It's not talking about the heaven and future.
那个是在讲教会。
It's talking about the church.
我们看第二十五章的第十四节。
Let's read 25, verse 24.
这边讲到才干的比喻。
It's talking about talents.
他说天国好比一个人往外国去。
Kingdom of heaven is like a person who travels.
那个都是在讲教会。
It's talking about the church.
在这边也是一样。
It's the same here.
他说天国好像家主清早出去雇工人。
Kingdom of heaven is like a landowner hiring laborers.
那个天国就是教会。
The heaven is talking about church.
那个家主就是耶稣。
The landowner is Jesus.
耶稣就是天上的真神。
And Jesus is a true God in heaven.
他早上起来就是雇工人来做事。
He goes out in the morning to hire laborers.
因为他有一个葡萄园。
Because he has a vineyard.
那这个葡萄园是哪里呢？
What is the vineyard?
这个葡萄园就是这个世界。
The vineyard is this world.
这个世界啊。就是神的工做工的地方。
This world is the place where Jesus works.
这个世界很大，需要很多的工人。
And this world is very big and needs many laborers.
所以这个主人他清早起来就去雇工人。
So he goes out in the morning to hire laborers.
而且不止清早起来哦。
He not only goes out in the morning.
早上九点。
In the third hour.
中午十二点。
The sixth hour.
这个主人没有说因为哦中午十二点很热啊他就不出去雇工人，没有。他中午十二点还是出去雇工人。
Even it's noontime when it's very hot, he still goes out to hire laborers.
到了下午三点。
When it's 3 PM.
甚至剩下一个小时就要已经要收工了。
Even until they're about to end their work.
他还是出去雇工人。
He still goes out to hire laborers.
那为什么耶稣要讲这个比喻？
Why did Jesus tell this parable?
耶稣在告诉我们。
He's telling us.
这个世界啊，很多事情要做。
There are many things to do in the world.
这个世界很多地方都还没传福音传道。
There are many places where the gospel has not
reached. 这个世界很多人需要帮助。
And there are many people who need help.
主耶稣必须要派更多人去帮助这些人。
Lord Jesus needs to send out laborers to help them.
因为主耶稣需要很多的工人。
And Lord Jesus needs many laborers.
所以你看马太福音哦，有很多的比喻哦。
So Matthew has many parables.
其实这些比喻好像在讲不同的东西，对不对？
And it seems like these parables are talking about different things.
其实常常都是讲到一件事情。
But many times it's talking about one thing.
只是用不同的角度来讲同样一件事情。
But it's talking about one same thing in different aspect.
比如说我们刚才在讲到那个才干的比喻。
For example, the parable of the talent.
哦，才干的比喻里面不是有一个有领五千的、领两千的、领一千的吗？
There is one who received 5 talents and 2 talents and 1 talent.
才干的比喻到底在讲什么？
What is the parable of talents?
就是去做工。
And to work.
按照神给我们的恩赐去做工。
According to the talent that we receive, we work.
五千的领五千，两千的领两千。
And some receive 5, some receive 2.
后来讲到绵羊跟山羊的比喻。
And talk about the lamb and the sheep.
那绵羊的山羊比喻在讲什么呢？
And what is the parable talking about?
在绵羊跟山羊的比喻里面啊。
And the parable of the lamb and the sheep.
他说哦，这些都是羊。
And these are all sheep.
都是主人的羊哦。
And they all belong to the owner.
就好像我们在座都是主耶稣的羊。
Just like all of us are sheep.
可是未来会分成两半。
But there are two halves.
一半是绵羊。
There are sheep.
一半是山羊。
And there are goats.
那这个主人啊，这个对这个绵羊这样说了。
And the owner will say to the sheep.
他说啊，你们这是蒙我父啊赐福的。
And you blessed of my father.
你可以既来承受创世以来为你们预备的国。
Inherit the kingdom prepared for you.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃。
When I was hungry, you gave me food.
渴了，你们给我喝。
I was thirsty, you gave me drink.
我做客旅，你们留我住。
I was a stranger and took me in.
哦，我病了，你们看顾我。
I was sick and you visited.
我在监狱里面，你们来看我。
I was in prison and you came to me.
这些绵羊就说了。
And the sheep said,
主啊，我们什么时候看你饿了给你吃啊？
When did we see you hungry and fed you?
我们什么时候看你渴了给你喝啊？
Or thirsty and give you drink?
没有啊。
No.
主耶稣，你怎么会渴呢？
How come you're thirsty?
你怎么会饿呢？
How can you be hungry?
这个主人就说了。
And the owner said,
你这件事做在我们当中，我弟兄当中最好最小的一个人身上，就是做在我的身上。
When you do it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me.
可是对山羊的那边怎么说呢？
But what did he tell the goat?
我饿了，你们没给我吃。
When I'm hungry, you did not feed me.
我渴了，你没给我喝。
When I'm thirsty, you did not drink.
这些山羊就说了。
And the goat said,
我们什么时候看见你饿了？
When did we see you hungry?
一样啊，我们什么时候看见你渴了？
When did we see you thirsty?
那个结论都是一样的。
It's the same conclusion.
主耶稣为什么要讲这个比喻？
Why did Jesus tell this parable?
就是叫我们去关心别人，去做工。
To care for others and to work.
这个世界上很多人需要我们的帮忙。
There are many people who need our help.
因为今天我们有神的圣灵在我们的身上。
Today we have the Holy Spirit in us.
我们有神的恩赐在我们身上。
And we have the talent within us.
圣灵会帮助我们。
And Holy Spirit helps us.
为什么神要赐下圣灵给我们？
Why did God give us Holy Spirit?
为什么在使徒教会那个时候，当圣灵降下的时候，哇！突然间，他们大有信心，为主耶稣做工，教会非常会开展非常的快。为什么
？Why did the disciples work fervently and the church prosper?
因为圣灵的帮助。
Because of the help of Holy Spirit.
那今天我们耶稣教会是不是有圣灵
？And today, True Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit.
有，今天主耶稣将圣灵赐给我们。
Yes, today Lord Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit.
让我们有能力。
So that we can have power.
神就是要我们去帮他做工。
To help him do his work.
我们受洗归入基督。
We are baptized into Christ.
我们是神的儿女。
We are sons of God.
我们就是为主耶稣做工的人。
Then we work for Jesus.
不是别人。
Not for others.
就是我们。
For it's us.
所以后来绵羊跟山羊谁可以进天国？
So the sheep and the goat, who can go into heaven?
不是所有的羊都可以进天国。
Not all the sheep can go.
所以各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
有时候我们会这样想。
So sometimes we think,
我受洗归入基督。
I'm baptized into Christ.
我心脚里跟主耶稣有份。
I have been my foot has been washed.
我已经得到圣灵了。
I have the Holy Spirit.
我已经得到今天国的凭据了。
I have the evidence to go into heaven.
而且我有领圣餐啊。
And I have received the Holy Communion.
我的灵魂啊，你准备，你安息吧，等候主耶稣再来。
My soul can rest and wait for Jesus coming.
有些弟兄姐妹会这样想哦。
So some brothers and sisters will think this way.
所以来到教会怎么说想呢？我要做一个平信徒。
They come to church and they say, "I want to be
an
ordinary believer."
我安静来，安静回去就好了。
I will come in peace and leave in peace.
我这样就满足了。
I'm content.
各位弟兄姐妹，我虽然已经八年没有来。我们伯恩教会的了哈。
Brother and sister, it's been 8 years since I've been to Bowen Park.
不过我还是要很诚实的跟大家讲。
I have to be very honest.
如果我们当中有人这样想
，If some of us think this way,
我很温柔的跟大家讲
，And I will gently tell you,
想得美
，And you wish,
这样就想进天国。
You cannot go into heaven like that.
那圣经其他地方所写的是什么呢
？Then what is the Bible talking about?
洗礼、洗脚礼。那个圣灵领受圣餐，对，那个是得救必备的条件，这是一定的。
And these sacraments are the requirements to be saved.
可是不只是这个哦。
But that's not it.
那个是哦，当我们有这些东西的时候，我们有进天国，我们进入进天国的门槛。
We just passed the first step.
可是不是进天国。
But that's not the heaven.
所以绵羊跟山羊的比喻，它的意思就告诉我们。
So the parable of the sheep and the goat.
我们要学会去关心别人。
We need to learn to care for others.
我们的左右邻居。
Our neighbor.
我们教的弟兄姐妹。
Our brother and sister in church.
我们的亲戚朋友。
Our family and friends.
我们不但跟他传福音。
Not only do we preach them.
我们要关心他们。
We need to care for them.
这个就是圣经所讲的咯。
And that's what Bible is talking.
这个就是绵羊，不是吗
？That's the sheep.
那他那个什么五千、两千、一千的，也是一样的道理啊。
And the one who received 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent is the same.
所以在新约圣经，在那尤其在马太福音里面哦。
In Book of Matthew.
耶稣讲很多比喻。
Jesus gave many parables.
他用不同的角度在讲。
He uses different
aspects. 都在讲一件事情。
And he's talking about the same thing.
出去做工。
To go on and work.
因为有太多人需要。
Because too many people need you.
我们知道耶稣的心情吗？
We know how Jesus feels.
我们看马太福音第九章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 9.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the sons of God.
天上的神就是我们的天父。
And the God in heaven is our heavenly Father.
什么叫做孝敬父母？
What does it mean to honor your parents?
其实第五诫不是只是针对人跟人之间的关系。
The fifth commandment is not only talking about relationship between men. 你会发现
孝敬父母为什么放在第五诫？
Why is honoring your father and mother the fifth commandment?
第一诫到第四诫都讲到人跟神的关系。
From first to fourth is talking about relationship between man and God.
第六诫到第十诫都讲到人跟人的关系。
And six to ten commandment talk about relationship between men.
第五诫为什么放在中间？
Why is the fifth?
因为第五诫神就是要借着孝敬父母，当我们看到我们的父母，我们懂得孝敬他，来了解说，对，天上的天父就是我们的父，我们要怎么样来对我们天上的父。
It's to tell us that when we honor our parents in this earth, we learn how to honor our Father in heaven.
所以第五诫是人跟人之间的关系的诫命，也是人跟神之间关系的诫命。
So it's a commandment thatis referring to both relationship between men and relationship between man and God.
所以做神的儿女，
so to be sons of God,
必须要了解神，我们要去体会神的心情。
We need to understand God and understand how He feels.
我们去体验天父的心情。
We need to experience how He feels.
他的心情到底是什么？
How does He feel?
我们看马太福音第九章的三十六节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 9 verse 36.
九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36.
他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。37节。
37.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。38节。
38.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。耶稣在来到这个世界上说到处做工。
When Lord Jesus came to this world, he continued to work.
他看到很多人啊。
He saw the multitude.
好像羊没有牧人一般啊。
Like sheep having no shepherd.
所以他就怜悯他们。
He was moved with compassion.
到处帮助这些人。
So he continued to help them.
今天主耶稣已经升天了。
Today Lord Jesus went into heaven.
主耶稣将这个责任放在谁的身上？
And this responsibility.
今天主耶稣将这个责任交托在我们的身上。
Is given to us.
所以现在这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
所以我们都是工人。
We are all laborers.
为什么？有时候我曾经有人这样跟我讲啊。
And there was one someone told me.
传道。
Preacher.
为什么主耶稣让我这么早就来信耶稣呢？
Why does Lord Jesus make me believe so early?
你看那个波波，但这是我在讲一个例子。有一次就是我们在洗礼嘛，有一个波波已经很老了才来洗礼。
And this was during a baptism, and there was an older man who came to baptize.
这个波波年纪已经很大了啦。
And this uncle was very old.
哦，当然他行动也不方便了哈。
He cannot really move.
啊，当然我们帮他为他洗礼很高兴啊。
Of course, we're joyful when we baptize him.
那有一个年轻人就讲了。
And this young man said to me,
传道，为什么不要到这个年纪才来受洗呢？
Preacher, why can't I now believe when I'm that old?
我跟他讲，你心里在想什么？
So I'm asking him, what are you thinking about?
我如果在这个年纪才来受洗的话，那我就不用做那么多工啦。
He said, if I believe when I'm old, then I don't have to work so much.
我就跟他讲了。
So I said to him,
对啊。
That's right.
你讲对了。
You're right.
主耶稣为什么那么早就让你享受神的恩典呢？
Why does Lord Jesus give you blessing so early?
你想你那么早就受洗了。
You're baptized so early on.
你二十出头岁就受洗了。
When you're baptized when you're early 20s.
你如果可以活到120岁太夸张了。你如果活到90岁。
If you can live to 90 years old.
你可以享受六七十年神的恩典呢。
You can enjoy God's blessing for 60, 70 years.
这是多享受的部分。
That's the enjoyment.
你有什么好讲的？
What can you say?
这个伯伯他已经八九十岁了。
This old man is already 80, 90s.
他一生走过来很苦啊。
And he's had a long life.
感谢神让他现在受洗了。
And thank God he's baptized now.
那主耶稣为什么让你这么早受洗啊？
Why does the Lord Jesus baptize you so early?
图受他的恩典吗？
To receive his blessings in vain.
不是。
No.
神要让你去做工。
God wants you to work.
因为神比较疼你。
Because God loves you more.
神要让你去让那用你的生命去爱更多的人。
God wants you to love more.
让你的生命更有价值。
So that your life has more value.
你不能理解吗？
Can you not understand?
这是神的恩典欸。
That's a blessing of God.
这不是缺点，这是优点。
That's a benefit.
对哦。这是神给我的。
That's what God gives me.
不是每个人想做工就可以做工的。
Not everyone who wants to work can work.
神需要更多的人去帮助别人。
And God needs more laborers.
所以在这个地方，当神看到那么多人需要帮忙的时候，就怜悯他们。
So when Jesus saw them, he was moved with compassion.
就跟门徒说。
He said to the disciple.
要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
我们来到美国这个地方。
We are all in the United States.
应该每一个人都可能不从，应该都是从不同的地方来的了。
Many of us come from different parts of the world.
我不知道每一个人为什么要来美国，但每一个人要来美国的，应该原因是应该是不一样的。
I don't know why you came, but people come for different reasons.
那我们为什么来这个地方
？So why are we here?
我们有想过主耶稣为什么让我们来这个地方
？Have we thought about why?Jesus led us here.
只是要追求美国梦吗
？To pursue the American dream.
只是要追求美国梦吗
？To pursue American dream.
只是要追寻我自己的梦吗
？To pursue my dream.
你看这块土地上有多少人还没有得救
？You see how many people are not saved in this land.
他们能不能得救的关键在什么地方
？What is the key to their salvation?
你说神对，没有错，是神。
You say God. Yes,
是神借着谁的手让这些人得到恩典
But who is God working through?
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
我们
It's us
这个就是我们的价值
It is our value
我们所追寻的是更高的价值
We pursue a higher value
当然来这个地方得到可以得到美国梦这是 OK 的
Of course it's okay to pursue American dream
可是我们可以让更多人得到天国梦那就更好
But if many people can receive the dream of heaven, then that's better.
我们没有想过这是神的恩典吗
？Have we thought not realized that is the blessing of God?
其实不是只有住在这个地方的人是这样的。
It's not only those who live in the United States.
每个地方的人都一样。
It's the same everywhere.
神带领很多人到不同的地方。
And God lead people everywhere.
到纽西兰。
To New Zealand.
到澳洲。
To Australia.
到南美洲。
To South America.
那为什么神让他们去那边
？Why did God lead them there?
就是要让整个。的这个福音可以流通
，so that gospel can be preached，
可以被传出去
，can be preached，
所以这个就是神的旨意啊
，and that's the will of God，
因为神心里很急呀、啊、
，because God is very worried，
还有很多人需要神的帮助
，there are many people who need help，
那工人在哪里
？Where are the laborers？
在我们就是工人
，we are the laborers，
所以我们应该了解神的心意
，so we need to understand the will of God。
好，那再有一点
，another thing。
我们发现说，当这些人进来做工的时候
，We realize that when these laborers come in，
就发生了一件事情嘛，对不对
？Something happened，
就是说，来做一个小时，跟来做十一个小时，结果上面所得的工钱都是一样的。
The people who work for one hour receive the same wage as the ones who work for 11 hours。
难道是主耶稣不公平吗？神这个主人不公平吗
？Is it that this landowner was unjust？
不，绝对公平。
That is not true。
为什么绝对公平
？Why is he absolutely fair？
因为当初早上进来的人。这个主人跟他讲是讲好的
Because the owner already agreed with those who came in early
那是有约定的
That was an agreement
你今天来为我做工
You work for me
我给你一钱银子
I will give you one denarius
小弟刚才有讲到了
I have already mentioned
那一钱银子是以前的那个工价是一钱银子是很好很好的啦已经比外面的人好了没有找不到更好的工钱啦
One denarius is already a very good wage
所以这些人是欢欢喜喜的进来园子里面做工的哦
So they came in joyfully
那现在是这样这一钱银子代表什么
What does the denarius represent
我们在用钱计算的时候我们觉得说或许会觉得不公平
If we look at the value of the money, then we might feel that it's unfair.
可是当我们了解主耶稣在讲一个银钱是讲什么时候，我们就知道说这个绝对公平了。
But we will realize that it is fair when we know what is the denarius referring to.
这个年轻人来问耶稣的时候问什么
？What did the young man ask Jesus about?
我要做什么善事才可以得到永生
？What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
主耶稣告诉他什么？
What did Jesus tell him?
你如果要完全做完全人，你就要来跟随我。
If you want to be perfect, follow me.
当彼得问耶稣
，When Peter asked Jesus,
我们将来可以得到有什么的时候
，What shall we have in the future?
在的第十九章的二十九节
，In chapter 19, verse 29,
还是讲到永生。
He still talks about eternal life.
这一钱银子是什么
？What is one denarius?
这一钱银子就是永生啊。
One denarius is eternal life.
你进来。我的园子做工做一天
You work in my vineyard for one day
我给你的是永生
I give you eternal life
那个是用钱买不到的
That's not something you can buy with money
今天我们受洗归入基督
Today we're baptized into Christ
主耶稣给我们的应许是什么
What is the promise of Lord Jesus
永生
Eternal life
那是用钱买不到的。
That's not something can be bought.
那个是好得无比的。
It's nothing better than it.
我们可以用钱买到生命吗？
Can we buy life with money?
你看去医院里面。
If you go into hospitals.
小弟以前当兵的时候。
When I was in the military.
因为小弟是像 NP 啊哈。Military police.
I was a military police.
那个时候台湾的 NP 比较特殊，他说我们是军事化检察官，就是说我们会处理很多的事件，包括车祸处理。
In Taiwan, the military police will also handle accidents.
那包括什么烧杀掳掠的，所有的刑事案件，我们民事案件我们都可以处理。
And we handle all different kinds of cases.
好，那我常常去医院。
So I go into hospitals a lot.
我看到这些躺在医院里面的人。
I see these people lying in bed.
有钱人。
There are people who are rich.
不是有钱人就不会发生车祸。
If you're not rich, you will not get into a car accident.
不是有钱人就不会发生灾难啊。
If you're not rich, you.
他们也是一样发生灾难啊。
The rich also encounter problems.
我常常去跟他们在一起。
I was with them a lot.
因为要做笔录。
Because I had to take notes.
那我必须要了解当时发生什么状况。
I had to know what happened.
要调查发生什么状况。
I had to investigate.
结果你发现一点。
So I realized,
钱没有办法换生命。
You cannot buy life with money.
不管你愿意付出多少钱。
No matter how much money you want to spend.
有时候你看到他躺在那里。
You see them lying there.
你也很想救他。
You want to save them.
谁可以救他？
Who can save them?
没有人可以救他。
No one can save them.
医生尽了力的。
A doctor is trying their
best. 有时候医生在那边急救。
When a doctor is performing CPR.
我在旁边做笔录。
I'm taking notes.
医生很生气啊。
The doctor is very angry.
你在这边干什么啊？
What are you doing here?
你这样我没有办法，你这样会妨害我们急救啊
！You're bothering me.
我告诉他们啊
，I tell them,
你救你的，我做我的啊。
You can save them, I can save
them. 他如果死了
，If they die,
对方就说都是他的错。
The other party will say it's their fault.
我没有任何证据说他是对的。
So I don't have any evidence.
这个你要负责吗
？Are you going to be responsible?
医生说我不能负责。
And doctors say I cannot.
你不能负责，对不对
？You cannot be accountable.
你救你的，我做我的。
Then you can save him, but I need to take my notes.
如果你救不到，那就是救不到了。
If you cannot save them, then That's that.
不过你救不到，我有这个。
If you cannot save them, I have evidence.
我可以帮助他。
I can help him.
可是你发现
，But you realize,
我们事实上在旁边看，我们都觉得人真的很脆弱。
I was looking on the side and I realized how
fragile men are. 明明就是一条会呼吸的生命。
It's a life that can breathe.
等一下就不呼吸了。
But later on, they cannot breathe.
人真的就是这样啊。
That's how men are.
神承诺人的就是永生吗？
God promises men eternal life.
今天我们来为主耶稣做工。
Today we work for Lord Jesus.
主耶稣呼召我们。
Lord Jesus calls us.
进到这个家庭。
To come into this family.
这个家庭就是爱的家庭。
And this is a family of love.
是一个分享的家庭。
A family that shares.
将神的爱分享给更多人的家庭。
To share the love of God to more families.
我们就是那个分享者。
And we are the people who share.
我们就是那个工人。
We are the laborers.
我们神说，只要我们这样做。我们就可以得到永生。
God says, if we do that, we can have eternal life.
这个是神的应许。
And this is a promise of God.
不管你是比较早来信，比较晚来信。
Regardless when you come to believe.
神的给我们都是一样。
God gives us the same.
但当然在这个世界上，神给每一个人不同。
Of course, in this world, God gives people different things.
那是因为每一个人的需要不一样。
But that's because people have different needs.
神给每一个人都是这样。
But God gives.
神只看什么，知道吗
？What is God look at?
神只看。有没有办法得救
？God only looks at whether you can be saved.
如果神给你很多钱
，If God gives you much money，
结果是导致你离开神
，But you leave God，
神不愿意
，God is not willing，
因为神知道那这个人生就是短暂的
，Because God knows that life is short，
永生才是永远的
，Only eternal life is forever。
其实我们进来到神的家里面
，When we come into the house of God，
不要跟神计较
，Do not care about these little
things。我们就是单纯做神的工。
We are just working for God.
我们就在活在神的爱中。
We live in the love of God.
然后我们将神的爱分享出去。
And we share this love.
不要跟神计较哦。
Let's not care about
these
little things.
我们看罗马书第九章。
Let's read Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章二十节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 20.
九章二十节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 20.
你这个人啊，你是谁？竟敢向神抢嘴呢？受造之物岂能敢造对啊？对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？二十一节。
21.
窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里面拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？这个地方告诉我们。
This tells us.
神有绝对的主权。
God has absolute authority.
我们不要忘记了。
Let's not forget.
这个世界谁是主人？
Who is the owner of this world?
我们跟神之间的关系是什么？
What is the relationship between man and God?
今天我们因信称义。
Today we are justified by faith.
圣经上说我们是白白称义的。
Bible says we're justified freely.
所以有一个曾经有一个神学生这样问我。
So there was a TCP student who asked me.
传道。
And pastor.
传这个神会不会不公平啊？
Is God not fair?
在主耶稣还没有来到这个世界上之前。
Before Lord Jesus came.
还有很多人不信耶稣啊。
There are many people who did not believe.
还有真耶稣教会还没有建立之前。
Before True Jesus Church was established.
就是从使徒时代圣灵停降到真耶稣教会设立。
After the Holy Spirit stopped coming down and before the church was established.
这个世界上很多人啊。
There are many people in the world.
他们没有机会可以得救。
They had no chance to be saved.
那是不是很不公平？
Is that not fair?
我就跟他讲了。
So I told him.
你讲对了。
You're right.
这个叫做恩典。
That's blessing.
亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
After Adam and Eve sin,
人跟神之间本来就没有关系了。
Man and God are separated.
今天我们可以坐在这个地方。
Today we can sit here.
是神看重我们。
God,
这个叫恩典。
That's grace.
不是应得的，那个叫恩典。
It's not something we deserve.
如果每一个人做到都必须要得救，那个是必须的。就是说我必须要得到，我没得到就是不公平。
If everyone can be saved and they did not have the chance, then that's not fair.
可是今天我们可以得救是恩典，所以圣经很强调说，我们就是得到的是恩典。
But today we can be saved because of grace.
你说的没有错。
You're right.
本来我们就是罪人。
We are sinners.
是因为神的恩典，我们今天成为属灵的活人。
Because of the grace of God, we become living.
所以我们必须要更加的感谢天上的真神。
So more so, we need to thank God in heaven.
主权在神。
He has authority.
神要救谁就救谁。
He can save who he wants.
所以我就跟他们讲啊。
So I tell them.
你如果觉得救的人不够，你要拼命去救。
If you think that not enough are safe, you have to try your best.
到处传福音。
You have to preach everywhere.
让更多的人得到救恩。
So that more can receive salvation.
我们在恩典当中做神的工。
We work for God in His grace.
不要跟神计较。
Let's not care about these things.
那这个我为什么都是一样，都是神的工人
？Everyone is a worker of God.
为什么他开那个 Benz 的
？Why is he driving Mercedes?
为什么开那种不知道叫不出名字的车子
？Why am I driving a car that no one knows?
我们都是神的工人啊。
We are all workers of God.
为什么他的儿子就读哈佛大学的
？Why is his son going to Harvard?
我的儿子就没有办法读哈佛大学
？And my son cannot go to Harvard.
我们都很认真在做工啊，为什么我主耶稣给我这么少
？We all work very hard. Why do I receive so little?
其实不要这样想。
Do not think that way.
我们享受在神的恩典之下。
We are all in the grace of God.
神给每一个人的不一样。
And God gives people different things.
单纯享受神的恩典就好。
We just simply enjoy His grace.
所以主耶稣才讲这个比喻。
That's why Jesus gave the parable.
如果我们跟神计较
，If we had to argue against Jesus,
主耶稣这样讲
，Jesus
在前的将要在后。
The last will be first.
本来是比较早得救的。
Those who will be saved first.
应该理当得到更多的恩典了。
Supposedly they receive more grace.
对，你比较早进来啊。
You come in first.
可是你跟神计较。
But because you argue.
所以后来你就是算在后的。
You will be last.
可是在后的呢
？But those who are last.
他只有感恩。
They can only.
因为他想不到说我可以得到这么多啊，他感恩啊。
They're grateful for how much they receive.
他变成在前的。
They will become first.
所以这个是主耶稣借着。那个少年人的问话跟彼得的问话讲了这个比喻。
So Lord Jesus told this parable because of the question of young ruler and Peter.
第一个
，First，
神需要更多的工人。
God needs more laborers.
我们应该每一个弟兄姐妹都要有，应该按照自己的恩赐来做工。
According to our gifts, we have to do work.
最少我们可以祷告吧。
At the very least, we can pray.
很多人讲说传道我不会做，不会做可以祷告。
Some people say I don't know how to work.
你为那个可以做的祷告。
You can pray those who work.
这也是工。
This is work.
一句话也是工。
You can work by saying something.
你不要小看这一句话。
Yes.
我们曾经有一对夫妻来信耶稣啊。
There was a couple who came to believe.
就是因为一句话。
Because of something someone said.
他我们教会一个弟兄来教会。
There was a brother who came to church.
他刚打那个 motorcycle 牵出来啊。
He was riding his bike.
那隔壁的门就打开了。
Then the door opened next.
就问他说
beside him.
啊，你要去哪里啊？
They asked him, "Where are you going?"
其实这个弟兄是因为时间太紧迫了，他就讲一句话而已。
This brother was in a rush, so he said something.
啊，讲太多没有时间了，阿爷你也听不懂了，你来看。
He said, "You wouldn't understand. I don't have much time. Just come and see."
就他邻居说，我也可以去吗
？And the neighbor said, "Can I come too?"
可以啊。
And he said, sure.
你跟我后面。
Just follow me.
他们就来看啊。
They followed him.
就来信耶稣了。
They came and believed.
这样也可以。
That also works.
就是，你来看， 因为没有时间了， 我要去聚会， 没有时间解释， 解释你也听不懂， 你来看。
I'll be late for service and you wouldn't understand, so just come and see.
他们全家就来信主了。
And the entire family believed.
有难的吗？
Is that so difficult?
可是你愿意讲， 你来看吗？
Are you willing to say, come and see?
至少要跟他们讲， 你来看吧。
The very least, you have to tell them to
come. 他要不要来看是另外一回事。
Whether they come is doesn't matter.
可是你来看这句话总是可以讲嘛。
But you can still tell them to come.
你看， 对这个弟兄来讲， 他还是得到很大的鼓励嘛， 对不对？
For this brother, he was greatly encouraged.
我只是讲你来看呢。
I just told them to come.
哇， 他们全家就得救了。
And the entire family is
saved.
哇，
感谢天上的真神。
Thank God in heaven.
是不是这样？ 单纯享受神的恩典是一件快乐的事。
To simply enjoy the grace of God.
可是我们必须要投入这个圣工。
But we need to be involved.
因为时间关系，我们不能再讲，我们已经超过了。
And because of time, we cannot continue.
我们愿主耶稣能够赐恩典给大家。
May Lord Jesus bless everyone.
让大家在每一个领域里面都可以得到神的恩典。
That in every field, we can receive His grace.
我们唱诗赞美诗112首。
Let's sing hymn 112.